Which is fantastic to see you as part of the Regional Australia Bank camp. It's a good opportunity. You're a volunteer to even have a look at some of the next generation of kids, but just get your season started.
Yeah, it is. Wixie, it's, you know, we've all had the summer off and it's good to get back into it. Get the coaching, knock the cobwebs out and get back into it. It was really good.
And of course, last time we talked, you had a move from Scone to Lanark's Head. No regrets to move. Still miss the great metropolis of Scone now that the bypass looks like it's well and truly done and dusted, or happy to be on the coast?
Pretty happy to be on the coast. I'm still doing a little bit of work down Scone and talking to the people down there. The high 30s, low 40s have been pretty relentless, as in most of western New South Wales. So it's always good to duck down to the beach and have a quick swim. And no, it's very good.
Now you're back at Byron Bay, of course, this year as well. Your thoughts on the team and how they went last year, and of course the peripheral sort of the forever chasing of Wollumbarra Austinville Pioneers, isn't it? They're just an incredible club, how they put it all together. And just occasionally the mob down there at Lennox Heath Trojans, they bite back with the occasional title on the way through too. They're both great clubs, aren't they?
They're very, very strong club. Wollumbarra Austinville, I think they will... They'll go very close to winning again. They've got kept all their players, got some new recruits. Players have really bought in. They're hanging around. And the thing that separates Byron and Wollumbarra Austinville, the guys who play for War live in the area. They've got roots there. They've settled down, whereas the Byron team, we're just made up full of backpackers coming for 12 months. So every year, a good number of players go. Some stay, but every year we've just got to find players that, you know, put the team on the park.
Surely you can wrap somebody in like that. Matt Damon, he played a bit of rugby in that, what is it, Invictus. And also, of course, one of the Hemsworth boys. They both run massive properties out at Byron Bay.
Yeah, they do. They're built for it. We haven't seen Matt Damon floating around for a little while. He might be back making a movie or something, but the Hemsworths are busy building houses. But we hope to get them down there at some point, but because it's a great afternoon and we do a lot of stuff around the school, and those lads send their kids to the schools there, so they're getting some exposure to it.
Well, Simon Baker's committed to the Trojans, so you'll have to try and get a bit of a half-time thing between him and Thor. But what are the great challenges now? We caught up with you when you were part of New South Wales Country Juniors last year. You're now back part of it this year, and tell us a little bit about the whole process and that. And also, nice to see that we've got the NRC New South Wales Country Eagles in the under-19s for the first time last year. It was a weekend tournament in Canberra, but it's a nice little step up for the kids apart from all the stuff they do with New South Wales Country Colts.
Yeah, that's right. We see this year I'm having a trot around with the country juniors under 17, under 18 combined, which the lads who run the country program felt it would just be easier for me. Everything's based in Sydney, so I can just fly to Sydney rather than fly to Sydney having to drive another 3 or 4 hours. So that's really good. And so as a precursor to that, we're taking a development tour to Canada and America for under 17s. And it's only purely development, so any kid can go to depending, it's not graded by their ability. And there's 37 kids going, so two teams roughly, and we're playing in Canada and around San Francisco, San Diego, against some very good schools, so it'll be quite interesting. Well, look, I think it's just about sold out. They've got the 37 with five staff. Now we'll have a train, it's in the school holidays in April for 2 weeks, and we'll be having a training run get together before we go, obviously, to try and put a few things together.
Well, Jeff, it's fantastic to catch up with you. Wish all the best for the New South Wales Country squad, but also, of course, that development squad as well, that gives country in that age group between about 16 and 18 about 50 or 60 players to sort of work with. And as we said, opportunities for all those guys will move through to the Colts, and then of course the NRC, and then whatever's going to happen there is going to happen there. But hopefully some of those guys, like Ben Wood, who was outstanding last year,
yes,
moves through and is part, while he's at the Shoot Shield this year, he gets the chance to actually go play 20s this year. And that's what we want to see out of the pathway for country rugby.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just happy in country rugby. You know, if they may go on to with the country Eagles with representative honours, that's fantastic. But even if they get to Sydney, play with one of the Shoot Shield clubs in one of the Colts programs, learn with some good coaches, develop their rugby, and then stick around for some, you know, great stuff with Shoot Shield, I feel we at Country Rugby have done our job. So we'd be pleased with that sort of result.